Psalm 119, Part 2, Lesson 2, Preface. To avoid the crooked and slippery paths of sin and vice, and to keep in the straight road of right and virtue, no better guide and rule has ever been found than the Holy Scriptures. The moral teachings of the sages are defective, and their doctrines often dubious, but the Scriptures teach the way of God right. The book of God's revealed word sets before us a perfect standard of right. Its teachings are not defective, and its doctrines not uncertain. This book teaches with the voice of authority. If a man walks according to this rule, if a man continues in the written word and deviates not from it, his feet will not slip, neither will his steps be uncertain, but his conversation will be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. For the Holy Scriptures do not only tell us what is right, they also direct us to a fountain from which we obtain willingness and strength to do what is right. This fountain is the blood of the Lamb, which was slain to make atonement for our sins. When the assurance of grace and forgiveness in the blood of Christ enlarges the heart, then we are ready not only to walk in the law of the Lord, but to run the way of His commandments. On this and other uses of the Word of God, let us hear the second lesson. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalet. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that man's authority, honor, and high estate without the word of God is vain and valueless. Though a man enjoy high honors and great men bow to his authority, yet if he has not the word of God, he must die like an ignorant slave, not knowing where his soul will go. Honors and flatteries, offices and emoluments, power and authority are not enough, for these are earthly things, and men must resign them. Even kings must step from the throne into the coffin. The statutes of the Lord must be our counselors, if it is to be well with us in life and death. The second part teaches that man's art and skill without the word of God are also vanity. The learned and skillful man who will not subject his reason to the word of God or place his art into the service of godliness and virtue, that man is apt to do much harm, and his learning and skill will not comfort him in death. Learning and skill are good, if the understanding of the way of the Lord's precepts is added, for his word is a joy and rejoicing of the heart, and it comforts in death. Prayer. Lord our God, teach us to know and remember how frail we are, that we lean not unto our own understanding and depend not on our wisdom and skill, but seek our true wisdom in thy word. Let thy statutes enlighten our eyes, that we behold thy wondrous counsel for the salvation of our souls. In Jesus Christ. Amen.